Here's how one reviewer described today's musical guests. Take a large measure of chic Parisian nightclub, a tablespoon of dusty prairie honky-tonk, and a pinch of Kansas Campfire. There are Alana Fremerman on violin, guitarist Whit Smith, Jake Irwin on bass, and they call themselves the Hot Club of Cowtown. They're here with us in NPR's Studio 4B. Welcome to all of you.
Thanks,
thank
John.
You. We're
thank
happy to
you.
Be
thanks
here.
Thanks for having us.
Now, the Hot Club of Cowtown has got to be an obvious reference to the Hot Club of France and the wonderful music of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. And the Cowtown part, I guess, a reference to Texas Swing.
Exactly.
And Bob Wills and those folks. All of that music from back in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
How did you get there?
Fortunately, they made some records and left them behind, so
yeah,
we got a hold of those.
You didn't start here, though.
I grew up playing classical music. My mom's a violinist, but then I had been working on a ranch in Colorado, a guest ranch, and playing cowboy music in the owner's band, and I just used to work out there a lot. So when I moved to New York, I was missing that and all sentimental for it and hoped to fund kind of Western music in New York City, which is sort of ridiculous, but it did happen.
It sounds like you came to this more through the Texas Swing than you did through the Hot Club of France and Django Reinhardt.
Sort of, but when I started to first play with Whit, I never had improvised before, really, and I wasn't really thinking I was going to do classical music for a living, and it was the recordings that I first heard of, like Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang and Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. I would listen to those, and then I would listen to Johnny Gimble playing, or the early recordings of the Bob Wills Band with these Louis Tierney and Joe Holly taking these super hot solos. And at first, I couldn't even tell the difference between, you know, some of these very fiery fiddle solos in the Bob Wills Band or something going on in the Hot Club of France. And they were very similar fiddle styles because the guys in the Wills Band listened to Stefan Grappelli.
We just found a home for all the things we liked in Western Swing, which encompassed, like Alana said, the soloists in those Western Swing bands in the 30s anyway, typically listened to Louis Armstrong and hot jazz stuff, and it's a great blend.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us an example of something off your new album that sort of gets right at this style.
You want to do Exactly Like You?
Exactly Like You.
I want to. I've been blue and prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna give the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming. Now I know why mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like
here we go.
You.
That was Exactly Like You, performed live here in Studio 4B at NPR, but it's also part of the new live album from the Hot Club of Cowtown,
yes,
titled Continental Stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was great. I also just want to tell folks out there, let's not be shy. Don't be afraid to get up and dance. That's what we're doing here in the
driving.
Studio. Unless you're driving, yeah. Then you can tap your foot. Let me ask you whether there are licks. Is there a sort of a chord progression or a lick that is, you know, for each of your instruments that's a signature of this kind of music that
that's
you could just give us a little demonstration of?
Well, for some of my favorite, I have a few very favorite fiddle players. One, Steph Smith, who does a lot of parallel octaves and parallel fifths when he's soloing, and he just swings crazily. So, you know, he'll go... something like that. Or Joe Venuti also used to use those kinds of things where he'd go or something, or a lot of times these kinds of harmonies, which of course you hear in classical music too and sometimes in fiddle tunes, but the way that they're placed, and they're just very beautiful and, you know, interesting and sort of spice things up.
So if you put that lick in the form that you just described,
right,
the ear recognizes that that's hot jazz or that's Texas swing, or
starts to give it that flavor a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that there's something about this kind of music too, where even though you may never have heard it, like I certainly had really never heard it, once you do hear it, it's as if a part of you somehow remembers it in yourself, you know? Mm. And it's almost like a collective unconscious part of American music that you don't hear very much anymore, but people don't have to know what it's called to enjoy it. We get a lot of people who come to our shows and say, what is that?
You know, Jake, I wonder, you know, I think one of the main parts of this kind of music is the rhythm part of it, and you're responsible for a lot of that on the bass, right? Mm. So there must be some kind of some signature licks that you play that are also part of this music.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is kind of adhering to a certain idea of harmony too, but absolutely, the rhythm comes a lot from the slap style of bass, which anytime you hear that, a little bit of percussion, that's kind of a signature of the style. You might hear something like something like that, and that's just like a passage, but it really helps to drive the rhythm along and just make things a little more interesting.
Now, Whit Smith, there are a lot of wannabe guitarists out there who wish they could play like you, and they're stuck with like three chord progressions.
It's safe to say I only have three chord progressions under my belt.
give us a sort of a signature a lick from this kind of music that, again, and describe what you're doing for all those wannabes.
I have a unique position because I'm in a very small band with no drums and no piano, so I get to kind of overplay, which is really fun because we're trying to fill in as much noise as possible.
Because that's what all guitar players want to do.
All guitar players really want to do that, you know? And so here in this situation, it doesn't seem so overbearing. What you're doing is, even on a two-chord song like Ida Red, a little fiddle tune, you move voicings around, same version of the chord, and it all seems to blend, so it'll sound, instead of going, lights in the parlor, fires in the grate, clock's on the mantel, says it's getting late, you'll go.
That was a wonderful illustration.
Wow, that was great. So what you're saying is you're playing the same chord, only in a different voicing up and down the neck somewhere.
That's right. And it's almost like you're playing the scale that the song is written in, but you're using chords. So
you've got the scale, sort of a bass line moving around.
And then you build the chord that belongs to that note. Mm-hmm. And it's right from the A major, E7, A major. My instructional video will be available next spring.
You know, it makes me as a fiddle player sound a lot better to have that going on underneath the violin than if he were just playing that single chord. And I think more than anything, more even than what Jake and I do, when Whit is playing those chords in this band, that is what really roots the sound of what we do, because it is very special and really cool.
So I want to thank you all for being here. It was great to have you. Alana Fremmerman on the violin, also called the fiddle.
Depends if she's stomping her foot or not.
Whit Smith on guitar and Jake Irwin on bass. Thanks. The Hot Club of Cowtown. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
A little out of red.
The Hot Club of Cowtown has a new CD out later this month, Continental Stomp. To hear more Hot Club music, go to our website, npr.org. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.